The ACT's award and certificate in international cash management qualifications are full of the latest content and up-to-date materials for treasurers, relationship managers, and cash management professionals. We aim to bring our qualifications to life and make sure they're meaningful and relevant for our students. Have a listen to a clip from one of our podcasts, which explores the banker-treasurer relationship. What are the key priorities they should think about in terms of their role? David, you first.
That's a great question. I think some of it can boil down to being prepared to learn. And I know I would say that on an ACT podcast, but it takes time to acquire the skills, and much of those skills is around listening. If you're a banker, the best place to learn is with your customers. Joanna mentioned in her intro, a really important point is around projects, and that she always puts her hand up for projects. I did exactly the same. I was always there to put my hand up and say, I'll do it. One of the key priorities in your role is around listening, learning, and just getting involved. It's a full contact sport.
That's a good analogy. Joanna, what would you say the key priorities for cash management?
I would echo everything that David has just said, actually, to always look for the opportunity in whatever role you find yourself in. There is always something to learn. There is always something to improve or develop. And as David said, that as you're learning, you will be challenging not only yourself, but your organization. You will be adding value. It will be possibly to your personal CV, possibly to your team, possibly to your clients, your customers, internal as well as external. And so just put your hand up and volunteer yourself and challenge yourself as you go through.
If you're as excited as we are about the new qualifications and how they can help you reach your goals, head over to treasurers.org to find out more about them.